Supper down. Don't you have a family dinner or something for your brother? That's tomorrow. Maybe some other time, pal. I need to study tonight. I have my final exam. And one of these days you'll say yes. He smiles as I exit out to the store floor. But I do places and not people. Jose groans. Jose, please, I beg you. Clutching my cell, I pace the living room area of our apartment, staring out of the window at the fade evening light. Give me the phone. Kate grabs the hanister from me, tossing her silk red blonde hair over her shoulders. Listen here, Jose Rodriguez. If you want our newspaper to cover the opening of your show, you better do this shot for us tomorrow. Can peace? Kate can be awesomely tough. Good. And we'll call back with the location and the call time. We'll see you tomorrow. She snaps my phone shut. Shortly. All we need to do is decide where and when. Call him. She hands the phone out to me. My stomach twists. Call Gray now. I scroll at her and reach into my back pocket for the business card. For his business card. I take a brief, sunny breath. And with shaking fingers, I dial the phone number. I dial the number. He answers on the second ring. His tone is clipped, calm and cold. Gray, Mr. Gray, and Estina still. I didn't recognize my own voice. I'm so nervous. There's a brief pause inside. I'm cranking. Mrs. Still. How nice to hear from you. His voice has changed. He's surprising, I think, and he sounds so warm, seductive even. My breath catches, and I flush. I'm suddenly concerned that Kate is staring at me, her mouth open. And I dart into the kitchen to avoid her, overwhelmingly secured. We'd like to go ahead with the photo shoot for the Argo. Breathe, Anne, breathe. My lungs drag into a hoarse breath. Tomorrow, if that's okay, where would you be? Convenient for you, sir. Where would be convenient for you, sir? I almost heard his spartan-like smile through the phone. I'm staring at the. Is this Heatman? Heatman and Porkin. Shall we say 9:30 tomorrow morning? Okay, we'll see you there. I'm all gushing and breathe it and believing, not breathing, yeah, briefly like a child, not a grown woman who can vote and drink legally in the state of Washington. Get it? You can vote and drink, whatever. I look forward to it, Mrs. Still. I visualize the wicked gloom in his gray eyes. How can he make seven little words hold on so? Tinkler? I promise. I hang up. Kate is in the kitchen, and she stares at me with a look of complete and utter concern on her face. Anastella Rose Still, you like him. I've never seen or hear you so effective by anyone before. You're actually blushing. Oh, Kate, you know how I blush all the time. It's an occasion hazard with me. Don't be so ridiculous, I snap. She blinks at me with a surprise. I very rarely throw my toys out of the prom, and I briefly remember I just found him immediately, and that's all. Heatman, that figures, muttering Kate. I would give the manager a call, and and the other people a space for the shot. I will make so per that I need to study. I can't hide my eternal feelings of her as I open one of cupboards to make my supper. I am restless that night, tossing around and turning, dreaming of the smoky gray eyes, coveralls, long legs and long fingers, and dark, unexpected places. I woke up twice in the night, my heart pounding. Am I going to look just great tomorrow? With so little sleep, I scored myself. I punched my pillow and tried to stutter. The Heatman is the nestled in the downtown heart of Portland. It's impossible. It's an impressively blue store. Even fits of complete just in time for the crash of the late 1920s. Jose Trevor and I traveled in my Beetle, and Kate is in her CLK. Since we can't all fit in my car, Trevor is Jose's friend, and Gasper here to help out with the night. Kate has managed to acquire the use of the room at the Heatman. Free of charge for the morning in exchange for a credit in the article when she explains at the request that we hear the photograph. Kristen Gray, CEO, we are instantly upgraded to a suite. Just a regular size suite, however, as apparent, Mr. Gray is already planned the largest one in the building, an over Neil Market exclusively shows us up to the suite. He's terribly young and very nervous for some reason. I suppose it's Kate's beauty and commanding manner that disarms him, because he's patting in her hands. The rooms are enormously unusual and open finish. It's 9. We have half an hour to set up. Kate is in full float. I'll say, I think we should shoot against the wall. Do you agree? She doesn't wait for his response. Trevor cleared the chairs. And can you ask the housekeeper to bring up some refreshments and let Gray know where we are? Yes, mistress. She's so dominatory. I rolled my eyes, but I did as I'm told. Half an hour later, Christian Gray walks into our suite. Holy crap, he's wearing a white shirt, open all the collars, and gray flannel pants that hangs from his hips. His unruly hair is still dumped from a shower. My mouth goes dry looking at him. Just date the fucker already. He's so fucking freaking hot. Gray is falling into the sweet bar man in his mid-30s. All buzz cut and stumbled into a sharp, dark suit and tie. We stand stunned in the corner. His hazel eyes watch us impersonally. Mrs. Still, we meet again. Gray expands his hand and I shake it. Blinkly and rapidly. Oh my, he really is quite wow. As I touch his hand, I'm aware of the delicious. This is delicious. Hold on, wait. Yep, says delicious. Delicious currently running right through me, lighting me up, making me blush, and I. And I'm sure my erotic breathing must be overboard. Mr. Gray, this is Kathleen, I muttered, waving a hand towards Kate, who comes falling, looking him squarely into the eyes. Tentation, Kate, how do you do? He gives her a small smile, looking generally amused. I tell you, you're feeling better. I trust you're feeling better, Anastella said. You were unwell last week. Dude, my voice hurts. I'm going to read chapter 12 the next day. Alright, we're out here.